Welcome to Hope Talks, where we share inspiring stories of hope in Jesus Christ. Hope Talks is hosted by Pastor Margaret Michael and Grayson Willis. Join us for uplifting stories of triumph, faith, and the enduring power of Christ's love. Also, if you're in the listening area, tune in to 1470 AM or 102.1 FM WBTX to listen to Hope Talks every Sunday at noon.
Welcome to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. I'm Grayson Willis.
And I'm Pastor Margaret Michael. It is good to be here with you all today, those that are listening. And today we are joined by Lewis and Ashley Roberts, who are no strangers to Hope Talks. Conversations with Lewis and Ashley tend to be conversations around hope. And so we're so glad to have you all with us today.
It's good to be here.
Good to be here with
you. Yeah. So we have a couple of things that we're going to talk about today. We want to talk about recovery ministry and the hope that God has brought into your lives through Christ and through recovery, and hear your heart for others in recovery. And then towards the end of the broadcast, we will actually talk a little bit about an event that is coming up to help you all, a banquet. That is a great way to join in and partner with you all in ministry. So, but I figured everyone would want to hear your stories again. We've heard some of them. Some people listening today may have not heard any of it, but today we're going to get an up-to-date look at what's going on in your lives. So I think today we should start out with just telling us a little bit about your story. Where did you grow up? And you all can, and what was that like? It, you know, ladies first.
All right. Well, I was born and raised in Kansas and lived there up until 2020. I came to Virginia to be with Lewis and our son, who had moved out here the month before I came. And I came from, I guess, fairly simple family. There was obviously issues growing up. I was physically abused by my grandmother, and I've now released the resentment that I've had towards her through Celebrate Recovery helping, and with the help of Jesus, and also with some pastoral counseling that I've been doing here lately. Before I came out here, I was in addiction for almost 10 years from the loss of my children and my husband, who passed away in a house fire. So,
I know that you've been through some deep, dark waters.
Yes.
And so thank you for being willing to share. And we just never know who's listening today that might find themselves in a place of grief and will find words of healing and hope for you all, for themselves, as they hear both of your testimonies. And so, Lewis, how about you?
Well, I was born in Kansas City. I grew up in Kansas. I was taken away from my parents at the age of 9 and placed into state's custody where I grew up there for the next 5 or 6 years, I think. And I experienced a lot of abuse growing up. I had scoliosis when I was born, so I had corrective surgery while I was in boys' homes. That was a really tough time in my life. Whenever I got out of boys' homes, I spiraled out of control in addiction. I ended up selling drugs and being part of the drug world, and ended up back in prison about a year later. And during my time incarcerated, my mother passed away. And I got out and was back in the streets and did the same thing for the next roughly 15 years. And then my dad passed away after a long struggle with dialysis and heart problems. I come to the end of myself and hit rock bottom in 2019. I repented. I asked God for God's forgiveness and asked Him to come into my life and to make a total change. And He did that. It wasn't overnight. It took some time. But the offer came to come to Virginia, and I took that and ran with it. And I've been out here and been 4 years clean. I've been part of Celebrate Recovery, and am now a leader for the men's addiction group and a ministry leader apprentice.
That's awesome. I know that you all came to Virginia and you really both dove into your own recoveries. And Liam has just been along for the ride. It's yeah. been really cool to watch him grow up. But you all have really, your life has been so centered around recovery. And your faith has grown. It's been amazing to watch how your faith has grown. And I just remember the day that you all got married. I remember, Ashley, you sharing with me, you know, when I came here, I didn't have much, but now I have like, you know, an inch. A little yep. bit of faith will go a long way, won't it?
Yes,
and
it
God
does.
Has just grown both of you all, and your heart really is to work with those that are seeking healing and restoration from addiction, from grief, and from trauma.
Yes,
I think that a lot of times people think, well, people come to Celebrate Recovery just to deal with addiction. But really, it's any hurt, hang up, or habit, right?
Absolutely.
And maybe just for a minute, if you would want to talk, Ashley, how has that helped you walk through grief?
So when I first came to Virginia, I didn't think that I had a problem. I thought I had it handled. I think it was just because I had shoved all those feelings down for so long that I just didn't actually realize how much pain I was still in. And when I started coming to Celebrate Recovery, it was my very first night here. I bawled like a baby. And I told myself the whole time that we were on our way here that I don't really need to be here. Come to find out, yes, I sure did. And it has just been very healing for me to be able to be with people that have not necessarily the same trauma and the same grief, but it still affects people the same.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's been very helpful and just life-saving, because there were times where I thought I was going to die from just how much pain and anger that I felt. And being able to express my struggles and how I'm feeling with people who were feeling the same way is just amazing.
Yeah.
And when I first came up here, I had so much guilt, I guess survivor's guilt. And it took me a little while. It didn't happen overnight. I think I was here for a little over a year, and I was finally able to say the words that I never thought I would be able to say. And it was that I didn't do anything wrong. And what happened was a complete accident that I had no control over.
That's right.
So,
that's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's huge, and becoming free of our past. And it's really hard to have to go back and walk through that pain again.
Yes,
but
it
sometimes
is.
We have to do that so we can have life in the present
and
not fear the future. So, Lewis, I'm gonna throw you a curve, too.
Okay.
You're ready for it. So, Lewis, you came here. Obviously, you just shared with us drugs was just a part of your life, and you came here, and you were here to overcome addiction. But how else has Celebrate Recovery helped you? You overcame the addiction, right? Like, that is in check. But how has, maybe, what's a way that Celebrate Recovery has helped you that you weren't expecting?
Well, Celebrate Recovery is definitely a part of my life. And since I've been a part of Celebrate Recovery, I have seen and felt such changes in my life and experienced changes in other people's lives around me. Actually, Pastor Margaret spoke into my life and said that I would be a perfect leader. And at the time, I sure didn't feel like it. After going through step study and working through some of the hurts that maybe I have been hiding, not necessarily hiding, but they were deep down, and working through those and navigating through the 12 steps, I found healing through that. And I've also seen others experience the same type of healing.
Sometimes when someone else is sharing, all of a sudden God opens up our eyes to our own circumstances. Not that our experiences, like you said, Ashley, not that our experiences are different, not that our experiences are the same by any means, but there are similarities. Just like there are stages of grief, there's not a different stage for a different group of people. There are five stages, you know? And so we all have to go through that process. We're humans. We've been made in the image of God, and It takes work to go back and walk through those places of pain. You know, just thinking about you, Lewis, growing up in boys' homes and, you know, having to deal with your scoliosis and, you know, losing your mom while you were incarcerated. Like, those are huge events that impact our life, and we don't get over it overnight. Right. Stopping drinking doesn't take away, or drugs doesn't take away all that pain, right?
Right.
But we can be sober for a long time and think, man, I'm doing great, I'm sober. But if we haven't done the work to heal that child or teen or whatever age we were when that hurt came that drove us to the addiction, it's still there. We can sometimes respond like the drunk without being drunk, right?
Yeah. Right.
Isn't that true?
That's true.
So, yeah, it has been a real joy to watch you all grow and just see the Lord open up doors for you guys. And one of those doors that's opened up for you all is partnership in ministry. And would you tell us a little bit about, so you're at Celebrate Recovery and some opportunities opened up. Tell us about what are those opportunities that you have, that you've actually not just opportunities, but they became something that you said, yes, I want to do this.
So my cousin Nathan Carr is the founder of Resurrected Ministries, and he's the one that had a major play in me coming up here. And when I came up here, I started out at Celebrate Recovery, obviously, and worked through that. And he shared with me a vision that he had of opening a Christ-centered men's recovery home. And I thought to myself, that's amazing. And he offered me an opportunity to come alongside him and partner with him to work for the rest of my life in a Christ-centered men's recovery home.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, sometimes we wonder what in the world God's going to do with our life. People says, hey, you know, God has a plan and a purpose, and he'll use our mess and make a message out of it, right?
Right. Yes.
That's what he's done with me.
Right.
Like, he does that, and it kind of can slip up on us, and we don't even realize what's happening. So, yeah, you said yes to coming alongside of him. And
So in order for us to be able to acquire the skills and the leadership that we would need to be able to help Nathan with this, we, I guess, partnered with Virginia Mennonite Missions, who is going to equip us with leadership skills and help us with discipleship training. We will also be taking peer recovery specialist training during this time. That way we can be an asset to Resurrected Ministries. And the long-term goal after the men's house is opened is they are also wanting to open a women's house as well, Christ-centered women's house, which is where hopefully I will find my place, which is exciting.
Man, talk about God restoring what the locusts have eaten.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of that.
Yeah, just kind of beauty from ashes, so to speak,
absolutely.
To taking pain and hurt and stuff and using it to help people, maybe not the same hurt and pain, but maybe similar hurt and pain that he's using. Yeah,
so the beautiful thing is not only does VMM, well, they help you with fundraising.
Yes.
So, and there's a partnership between Celebrate Recovery and VMM.
Yep.
As the same as a partnership between Resurrected Ministries and VMM in us helping to give experience too.
Yes.
And so you all have an apprenticeship here with Celebrate Recovery, and where you can learn and more leadership and discipleship, right?
Yes.
So, and I will have to say, sometimes when all of these pieces have to come together, it can be a little bumpy sometimes, and it's not like everything has just been totally smooth sailing, right?
No,
we can just be honest about
it
that,
sure
right?
It sure has not.
But in the midst of that, God does a work, and sometimes we have expectations, and like, just there's waiting in the calling. Like, he calls us, and then we want to get at it, and it doesn't always happen that way. Like, sometimes there's places where we go, what's happening right now? Like, I'm not sure what's happening. And I think we've all had some of those. But, you know, you all are now working towards your own event, you know, for fundraising opportunity. And that's with Mount Clinton Mennonite, correct?
Yes.
Would you like to tell us just a little bit about what that looks like? And let's just talk about what the fundraising is for. I think that's important that people understand if we give this money, what is this for specifically? So I'll let you all speak into all of that.
So Virginia Mennonite Missions has a shared
partnership.
Yeah. To help, there's a shared grant too that they match dollar for dollar, a $10,000 grant each for me and Ashley both. And we have to raise another $10,000 a piece that would go toward our budget over the next year.
And that budget is...
Our budget would include being able to pay for our peer recovery specialist training, and also just so that we could be part-time missionaries, local missionaries, and we wouldn't have to worry about where our next, you know...
Meal
is going to come from.
Yeah.
While we're... Like, my hope is to, after we are fully funded, I would love to start going into jails. Mm-hmm. But I have to work full time in order to be able to provide for our family.
Yeah.
And this would greatly help us to where we could actually step back from our regular full time jobs to be out in the community.
Yeah. So the money raised is really to send you all out fully funded.
Yes.
To do ministry in this valley with people that are struggling with the oppressed, which that's who we're called to minister to, right?
Yes.
So it's a beautiful partnership that VMM has to help people that feel called to ministry to be able to do that work. And then they partner, which is a pretty cool thing. They partner with each individual to disciple and to help them get the training that they need.
Yeah.
Yeah, so our mission is to be a living testimony to those that are still struggling with and seeking recovery from addiction, grief, and trauma, sharing the only true hope that can be found in Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And I think it would be, I think we need to share here that there is Resurrected Ministries. So there's another caveat to all this recovery ministry, and that is a ministry that happens at Grace Covenant.
Yes.
Leah Wolf, who is Nathan's fiance, and that's where the women's home comes
yes.
in. She has a heart to minister as well to those in this area of recovery. And so they have a group on Thursday nights, yep. and you all are a part of that
yes.
as well. And so I'm just saying, you guys are busy.
Yes.
You know, when I say that you all have jumped into this and this has become your life, like I want people to really hear that this isn't something you do a day a week, but... You even worked at the Gemeinschaft House
yes.
for a while.
Yes, I did. For 3 years.
Yeah. And you sponsor. You both sponsor other people. You help lead here on a weekly basis and are servants to what needs to be done. It's not always what we want to do, but in recovery, we do what we need to do to make the ministry happen. Would that be safe?
Oh, yeah.
In saying that?
Oh, yeah. See, I also do step study on Tuesday evenings as well. So,
yeah,
my week is pretty full.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we believe that you are going to have some reprieve. from some of that. But it does. At times it is really a lot. So tell us a little bit about this meal that's coming up at Mount Clinton. We had one here for Nathan back in the day when he was starting out, and now Mount Clinton has come along and said, hey, we're going to do this for you guys. Tell us about that. What's that going to be like?
So we are going to be hosting this at Jim Hirschberger's barn that is located at 5749 Wingers Mill Road in Linville
mm-hmm.
on October 12th at 5 p.m. We are going to have a meal, some fellowship, and hopefully let us share our vision and what God has put on our hearts with people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the really amazing thing when people can come in and just sit and listen to be in the room and just hear what God has done, what he's doing, and what you all believe that he's going to do.
Yes.
It will be an evening that you don't want to miss. How do we sign up for that?
So we're just going to do RSVPing to our email address. We just need to get a rough estimate on how many people would like to show up, but I'm sure we'll have plenty of food for everybody.
Yeah.
But our email address is lewis.ashley.roberts@vmmissions.org.
Okay. You say that one more time.
lewis.ashley.roberts@vmmissions.org.
What if somebody wants to just call and say, hey, I'm coming? Should they call VM Missions? And
I'm willing to put our phone numbers out there as well.
Okay.
So Lewis's phone number is 785 433-3848, and you can call or text. And my phone number is 785-418-3863. Call or text.
You can't get any easier than that. Can't get connected any easier than that. So, and when I'm telling you, when I'm looking at Ashley's face, she's very serious about you calling if you have interest. If you just want to hear more, they would be more than glad to talk to you. And maybe someday, someone today has a family member that's really struggling and needs recovery. You know, if you feel led to make that phone call or show up at Celebrate Recovery or Life Recovery on Thursday nights, you're going to be greeted by their smiling faces and a bunch of other people's.
That's right.
Yeah. I was just going to ask, is there anything that we haven't asked you all that you would like to share?
I would just like to say that coming to Celebrate Recovery and New Life Recovery has completely changed my life. I went from somebody who didn't have a relationship with Jesus, who was full of anger and hatred towards myself and just the world, to a person that has a heart for people going through the same thing. And it's just, my life has been completely turned around, and it's just amazing. And I'm so blessed to have the life that I have now, and it's all because of Jesus.
Amen.
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 How about you, Lewis?
It's been amazing these last 4 years. It hasn't been easy, but it's been worth it.
Yeah.
Just to say yes to the next thing that's available.
Yeah. Yeah. And know that, like, in your own lives, you have witnessed God moving. You've not only feel the change, you can see the change in each other's lives and in the lives of those around you. And, you know, I tell people that come in, they're new at recovery, and they're like, no one will believe that I've changed. And I'm like, there's no use to tell people that you've changed, because, you know, honestly, you've probably said that before.
Yeah.
And it's not, it hadn't happened. And so really what people need to see is the change.
Yeah.
They don't need to be told, but they need to see the change in your life. And it's fun to watch that. It's not always easy to watch, because it's never an easy journey, but it is one worth taking. And I would say that, you know, this is a journey that we have to be ready for. You all had people praying for you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, we did.
I think about the night that Nathan came to our leaders meeting and said, hey, I have a cousin in Kansas that really is struggling. He needs recovery. And I remember that prayer meeting. And we prayed hard for you that night and decided we should fly you here. It was wild. In a pandemic, right?
Yes.
And you and Liam showed up. And you had to be ready for that, though. That wasn't something that at any point in your life that you would have done. It was the timing of that phone call that made the difference.
Yeah. It was basically a stepping out in faith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew that a change needed to take place. I didn't know how that change was going to take place. And when that opportunity arised, I shied away from it for a good week and finally came to terms with, this is it. This is what God has in store for me. And if I don't take it, I'm going to miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
you and Liam prayed that Ashley would join you too. So.
Yeah.
That's right. And here's the thing that we haven't said. I think it's kind of obvious to me, but it's maybe to those listening. The reason that you feel so led to do this type of ministry is when people walk into recovery, you see yourselves.
Yeah.
And you see the potential that other people. That's why I'm here. Like, because God has done a work in my life, even through Celebrate Recovery. After, I mean, I was sober when we started it, thank goodness. But there is work to be done, and it's a place, it's a safe place to come. And it's just amazing. Just this past week, I had someone that was trying to figure out if they could do a step study at home. And I'm like, that's not what that's intended. And I want to tell you, and I said this to the person, I see you as having a part in leadership one day. And like, they started a step study last night.
Wow.
And sometimes we have to have somebody that's willing to look at us and say, hey, there is a plan and a purpose for your life. And that's what you all have experienced, that, and you're there to do that for other people. And that's the gospel, right?
Yeah.
So it's just what Jesus did for us, we know that he will do for others.
Right. And it's such a joy seeing people, especially Monday night when we do chip night.
Oh.
People take that step and say, like, yes, I'm here. It is my first night. But then witness them come back, and it's already been a year later and they're receiving their 1 year chip. Yeah. Just the joy on their faces is enough to keep you coming back.
Yeah. And you know, people take the chips really serious.
Yeah.
I can think of someone right now that relapsed and had a real struggle, and they're like, you know what? I had to earn these, and I'm going to bring them and give them back because I need to earn them again. Yeah. And I'm like, man, that is dedication. Like,
yeah,
that's, it means something, because those are, as the Israelites, you know, they would have
stones of remembrance.
They would have stones of remembrance. They would pile stones to remember. And that's kind of what the chips are. It's like, hey, here's, I made it here, and I'm going to make it to the next. I've made it to a month. I'm going to make it to the second month and continue on that journey. It gives us something to look forward to. Go, oh, if I could have done it for a month, I can do it for another month.
That's right. It gives them something to fight for.
Yeah. It really does. Well, yeah,
my first year of recovery, I really looked forward from the 30 days to the 60, the 90. And it's just such a great feeling knowing that, you know, when you come into this place, you're not alone. There's no judgment. Everybody's working on something. God has a plan for everybody's life. You just got to be willing to let that happen.
Right. Yeah. And so, yeah, now you all are taking other steps of faith and continuing to be a part of where your recovery was, but also have this calling. And that's the beauty of it. Some people say, well, you know, I'm not going to go to recovery, because people just go there and stay. And it's really beautiful to see people go through recovery and come to a place where they're ready to take a step and to step into another place where they're feeling God called them to. So thank you all for what you're doing. And I encourage those that are listening tonight to reach out. You feel the Lord tugging on your heart. This is a great place to get involved and to come and have a good Mennonite cooked meal. Can't beat that. I'm going to tell you that right now. I've been to that barn. I've eaten their food, and it will be a good evening.
You definitely don't want to miss Ashley's homemade rolls.
Oh, 100%. She just gave me a recipe, and I feel like I've just gotten, like, you know, a big blank check.
Thank you all for joining us. Just kind of a two-part question in closing, and you've probably kind of already answered part of this question, which is why I'm making it a two-part. We call this program Hope Talks. So what about this, if you can narrow it down, brings you the most hope right now? And also, how can people be praying for the ministry? Maybe they're not able to come to the meal. Maybe they're not able to give financially, but anybody can pray for the ministry.
Yeah, absolutely. So we would love just for prayers that we have partnership for this, prayers that I know that there's a need, but just prayers that those people that are in need of this recovery will step forward.
Right.
This is definitely going to have to take a community effort to make it possible.
Yeah. And if anyone feels led to support you guys through VM Missions, you can go right to the VM Mission website. You can look up Lewis and Ashley, and you can give right there. It's that simple. They'd love to have you come and hear their mission and vision, but there are other ways to get involved as well. And prayer is of the utmost importance, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. And when we receive new donors, we will be sending out quarterly newsletters and updates to the addresses that are listed.
Because to us, they are partnering with us to help grow God's kingdom. Yes. That is what we're trying to do.
That's right.
We're trying to lead those who are lost to Jesus.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Lewis and Ashley, thank you for joining us today. I'm just going to say a quick prayer in closing here. Lord, I thank you for Lewis and Ashley, and I thank you for their willingness to come in and share with us today. And I pray particularly for the burden and the mission that you've laid on their hearts, Lord. I just pray that you will bless it and it will bear fruit. And as they said, we pray that for the people that will come to this ministry, the people that need this ministry, that they'll take the step that they need to take. Just like Lewis mentioned, he took the step by coming from Kansas City here to Virginia, Lord, which ultimately led Ashley to come here also, Lord. So we pray for those people. We pray that they're able to get the support and the funding that they need. We know you cannot do ministry without funds, Lord. So we pray you provide those, Lord, and I just thank you for their lives and their willingness to serve others and to help people that were in the similar situations that they were in at one point, Lord. And I just thank you for all this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us today, Lewis and Ashley. It's been great to have you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. We pray that as you've heard us talk with Lewis and Ashley Roberts today, that it truly has been a half hour of hope for your life. May God bless.
If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Your feedback helps us spread hope to even more listeners. Stay tuned for more uplifting stories in the next episode. Until then, keep the faith, share the love, and find joy in the hope that Jesus Christ brings.